Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by ExpressVPN. So we know how ExpressVPN protects your privacy and security online, but here's something you might not know.
Okay.
You can use ExpressVPN to unlock movies and shows that are only available in other countries.
Oh, we're allowed to talk about that?
Yes.
That's all I use it for.
Yeah,
oh, that's legal?
Yeah. This,
yes. Matt always talks big game about the UK office.
I talk big game about it.
And why is the UK office better than the US office?
I mean, why? How is it not?
You had a really elegant, I thought, breakdown of exactly why you think it's better.
Well, for a VPN, I would say the reason that you should use this VPN to watch the UK office rather than logging onto whatever streaming platform has the dumb US office on it is that if you want a show that actually where a bunch of people actually act like they're on camera and have are real personalities instead of a bunch of like...
I want you all to know that as Matt's saying all of this, I'm looking right at the camera like Jim from the American office being like, get a load of this guy, right?
If you haven't seen the UK office, go ahead, log into your VPN and go check it out. It's only 12 episodes plus a Christmas special.
ExpressVPN lets you control where you want sites to think you are located.
Ooh, that's fun.
So you can choose from over 100 different countries.
I only ever think of this scene in GoldenEye where they're trying to find Boris and like his little things bouncing around all over the place and like the GoldenEye laser is going to get them. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah.
That's what a VPN is, in case you were wondering.
But you can't use it to cheat on your wife. Your wife will not think you're in a different location than you actually are.
Also,
so don't even try to do it for that.
Unless you're cheating on your wife with K-dramas. Use ExpressVPN to watch K-dramas off South Korean Netflix, or you could use Hulu, BBC iPlayer, anywhere you want it to be, you can be there. Hundreds of VPNs are out there, of course, but the reason we use ExpressVPN is because it's very fast. No buffering, no lag, you can stream in HD, no problem. Also works on all your devices, phones, media consoles, smart TVs, and more. So watch what you want on the go or on the big screen. So if you want to get access to hundreds of new shows, use our link right now, expressvpn.com/dungeonsanddaddies, and you can get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free. That's expressvpn.com/dungeonsanddaddies. expressvpn.com/dungeonsanddaddies to learn more.
I have to tell you about this game-changing product I use before a night out with drinks. It is called ZBiotics. ZBiotics Pre-Alcohol Probiotic Drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that is to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this product down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly, and you'll feel your best tomorrow. I was going to a fancy dinner. One of those ones where they pair wine with stuff, and I always feel left out. It's just, it's like you're spending so much money in the first place, and you're like, well, they did spend all this time to make the wine, like, a whole thing, and I'd like that. I'd like to try that. The vision of this artiste in the kitchen. However, I have some of this product for free. They sent it to us, so I tried it before this social outing, and I suffered not from my usual ill effects. I still think, though, I overpaid. Like, on the whole, it just is a lot of money for one meal, That's all I'm saying. Vacations, weddings, birthdays, and reunions. Oh my, there's so much going on. Get the most out of your spring plans by stocking up on pre-alcohol now. Go to zbiotics.com/dungeons to get 15% off your first order when you use Dungeons at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/dungeons and use the code Dungeons at checkout for 50% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
Dungeons and Daddies is a rowdy, horny, violent podcast for grown-ups. Basically, all the good stuff. That was my dad wrote a porno reference. Anyways, content warnings can be found in the episode description.
Twas the night before Christmas, but you didn't know that at the time because you were in the Fey realm. Well, now I want to make it rhyme. I just did. Oh, shit. So the rhyming is stopped now. You're in Fey room. Back on Earth. Maybe it's Christmas. Maybe it's not. Time is weird like that. But as you were on your way to an adventure with Payton, let's say as you were on the way to Oakvale, you stopped and camped for the night and built a little fire.
That's the sound of our entire timeline exploding when Anthony drops that.
Or maybe it's some other time. Who knows?
How about a wizard named Saint Nick takes us out of our timeline so we can have this scene, and then we throw this back
okay,
in.
Okay, so here's what happens. You go into an inn, and Payton is like, one of you has like underwear that's got like a little Santa on it or something like that, just because you mispacked
the
or whatever.
The other one is pregnant with God's baby, and there's no room at the inn.
Yes, there's no room at the inn, so you go to the stables.
This is it. Yes, we're all trying to stay in an inn, and there's no room, so we have to take Payton, and we're all going to go sleep in the barn and instead.
And then you hear a clatter on the roof. Which one of you guys sees what's on the roof?
Gosh, what's that sound on the roof? One sec, gang. I'm going to go see what that is.
Don't open the door. It's cold outside. You can go as long as you don't open the door. Don't let the cold air in.
Okay. You know, it's just they were very rude to us in the inn, and they made us sleep out here. I just feel like that was like,
and
you
they
know,
didn't discount the rate at all.
They didn't discount the rate. They still took our money. I'm going to see who it is.
They called me a virgin hoe.
I open the door. I say, who goes there?
So from above you, you hear, whoa, and then a large man in a red suit falls off of the roof of the stable and hits the ground, and there's a horrible crack, and his neck is snaps 180 degrees, and he is dead.
Oh no!
Henry, you never listened to me. Look what you, a man died because you wouldn't listen.
Because I opened a door? Where was he?
Yeah.
I don't even understand how me opening a door killed a guy. That's crazy.
Huey sort of set aside the dead man outside for tonight and maybe just stay in here and sort of share what we like about each other and maybe give gifts or something.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I closed the door. I said, guys, let's just pretend that didn't happen. Let's just, I got some gifts. Ron, we're on the same wavelength here. I got some gifts. I thought we should just have a nice evening.
We are so inured to just death in this world that like the straight
while up. You guys are talking, you don't hear this, but outside the body deflates and a little pixie comes out and goes,
I'm free, finally. Now to give three wishes to the person who killed my captor. Oh, no one's here, I guess. Away!
And she disappears into the night.
And this wish can really undo anything, like being permanently sentenced to prison or your kid being given to somebody else. It's one of those kind of wishes that breaks all the rules. Oh, well, goodbye.
Ron, it's pretty crazy that you're thinking about giving presents. Maybe you want to go first since you were thinking about it.
Whoa, did you guys all get gifts for each other?
Oh, yeah. That's so weird. I got gifts for all you guys. I don't know. It's just the snow outside. It feels like it's been really chilly lately. I've just been kind of in the holiday spirit, you know?
Festive mood, you know?
What's the holiday? What holiday are we talking about?
It's Christmas. Well, almost.
Christ's birthday.
Who's Chris? Why is he a mess?
No, Christ.
Matt coming with the pure flex energy.
Well, technically, it's the evening before the birthday, so we don't have to get into it. It's just a day that we celebrate because it's the longest night of winter. It's cold. We give each other gifts. We just, you know, we're thankful for everybody around here. It's just a nice holiday. Everybody's got a Christmas solstice of sorts, right? You got one.
I think it was the 22nd that was the longest night of the year.
Yeah, so. It's almost like the day was co-opted by forces in history and that our common conception of it has been shaped by consumer culture to begin with.
I like to think that, you Pagans. Know, there's a whole lot of folklore out there and you there's a whole lot of folklore back where we come from, and like we all like to celebrate passages of the seasons, there's ever more folklore, and like there's a lot of religions.
Wait, Henry,
on our...
are you calling it folklore?
Oh boy.
No, keep going. I'm just really curious what you're telling Payton.
Back where we come from, Payton, there's a lot of different religions on Earth and a lot of different cultures that celebrate various customs that all tend to be kind of at the end of the year. Like it's a special time of year for a lot of people for a lot of different reasons.
Yes.
And so in our culture, we call it the holidays, and you know, people have different holidays they celebrate, one of which is Christmas. There's also Kwanzaa. There's Ramadan. There's Hanukkah. There's a whole bunch of them.
Honda days.
Happy Honda days. You can get a great deal on a new car. Oh, sorry, Daryl. I'm sorry. You know, this being the first year without the beast,
I know.
This is a tough Honda days for all of us.
It's a tough Honda days this year.
One thing, you know, that we all do is kind of to express our gratitude and look forward to the new year, we kind of give gifts to each other. And it's funny because I've been preparing some gifts for you guys, and it sounds like y'all have some gifts that you want to share as well.
Oh, shit. I'll be right back. I'll be right back. And Payton runs out.
Oh, Payton, you don't have to guess anything.
I don't want to be a dick. I don't want to be that guy. I'll be back.
Okay, well, we should really wait for Payton to get back before we exchange the gifts.
Okay, I'm here. I'm back. I came back. I got it. I got my gifts.
Guys, we should wait for the tree to appear.
The tree. Sorry, I don't think I know that one, Ron. How do you celebrate the holidays?
Okay, so you go to bed and then you wake up and there's a little tree, and then it's got some ornaments on it, and then there are boxes in front of the tree, and then the next day it's all gone.
Well, wow. I've heard of that tradition myself, Ron. Why don't you take a 30-second micro nap, and we'll see what happens on the other side? And I wink to all the other dads.
Okay.
So when Ron closes his eyes, I'm like, guys, watch this. It's going to be really cool. And then I cast Grow Plant. Or whatever it's called. I can't remember. I don't have my character sheet up. It's a bonus episode. Cut me some fucking slack.
Glenn goes, you could have been growing plants this whole time.
Glenn, shh.
Sorry.
And I go razzmatazz, and a little tiny Christmas tree pops up in the ground. I was like, okay, guys, put your presents under the tree, and like Ron will wake up. It'll be like a happy holiday moment for him.
Okay. I put my presents underneath the tree, and then I instantly fall asleep too. Like pretend to fall asleep underneath the tree.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. And I put my stuff under the tree, and then I go, oh. Oh, what a good micro nap to boost my productivity during the day. Oh, jeez.
Good life hacks.
Ron, what's this? Wake up, Ron. Look, it's a holiday miracle.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Merry Christmas, everyone. Wow, I can't believe it. There's a rumor going around that Santa wasn't real for a while, but now we know who's the joke. Now, the
yeah,
not well. Me. It's all those guys in high school.
Yeah, well, Ron, all of our presents are under the tree. Maybe you want to start and hand us, you know, I don't know where your presents are, but you want to hand them out and then we'll just all take turns?
Okay, I've got, okay. So, Daryl, I'll give you your gift. And here.
Whoa, what a huge box. No.
It is. It's a huge box.
Oh my God, it's a magic beam that'll teleport us home.
Peyton immediately eats it.
Wow, Ron, could you describe the size and shape of this package you just gave me?
Yeah, okay, so it's a cylindrical sort of thing that's hollow in the middle, like a toilet paper roll, except on this roll, there's
I've already opened it, like halfway through. I'm just like, the moment you've handed me, I've already ripped it open.
Well, it's just wrapping paper, so.
I'm usually so careful to open it.
So what you do, this is a cool gift because it's like a game. So you put it around a box, and then and then you give that box to one of your parents.
Oh,
oh my God.
Wow.
Wow, that's a really neat gift, Ron. Gosh.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Hayden's immediately holding his arms out like, well, then in that case. So one of your parents is right here. Gibby.
Oh, me? Yeah, I got you a present. Don't worry, Payne.
Okay. So,
I just want that one, too.
Henry.
Yeah, Ron?
I'd like to give you this gift. To describe it, it's like a cylinder, like a sort of, it's like a roll, like a toilet paper roll.
Oh, wow.
Outside, it's got like trees and stuff on it. So you like trees.
Love trees, Ron.
This is a great, it's sort of like a puzzle too, because what you're going to do is you're going to take the paper and then put it around a box and then give it to somebody.
Wow, cool. It's like a neat 3D puzzle / box decorator. You know what? I love it, Ron. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. So Glenn, I got you something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's a tube of something, and then you wrap it around, it's paper, you wrap it around a box, and then
rolling
you give
papers.
It. Yeah. Then you roll it around a box, and then you give it to
all
somebody.
Right. I think I know exactly where you're going with this, as Glenn proceeds to start rolling, testing the papers for rolling abilities. How well does this ignite? Did it burn good?
Well, I've never seen what happens to it after, but if you wait around, then somebody else gives you a mechanical pencil and a sweater.
Okay, wow. Well, I'm looking forward to that.
Peyton starts passing around cups of cocoa. He's hot cocoa. Hot cocoa. Hot cocoa for you.
Hot cocoa. Thank you.
No problem. Sorry, continue.
Where did you make this, Peyton?
Oh, I got it from the inn.
All right.
I'll take a sip. How's it taste?
It tastes great.
Henry pretends to sip, but waits for Glenn to sip.
It tastes good. It tastes like hot chocolate. It's sometimes nice things happen.
Thanks so much, Payne. Well,
who wants to go next?
I'd love to hand out my presents as I take finally my first sip of the cocoa and put it down. Let's see what's under the magic tree for some very good dads this year on a brave adventure to save their kids. Ron, since you started, I'll give my present to you. And I hand Ron an envelope. And I say, go ahead and open this one, Buster.
Okay. And then I open the envelope.
So inside, you find a piece of paper that says, good for a free compliment anytime.
Oh, my God.
Ron, you know, sometimes it feels like you get a little down on yourself, or like maybe sometimes, you know, it just seems like you have a tough time sometimes. So I want to let you know that anytime you need a little pick-me-up, you wave this compliment at me, and I'll say something really nice and true about yours truly. And as you can see on the back, that says quantity unlimited, pal. So use this thing anytime.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much, Henry. This is better than those things they give out at the car wash or the donut shops.
Yeah.
You don't even have to get them stamped.
It's not a coupon. It's a Youpon.
Wow.
So yeah, go ahead and give it a spin, Ron. Try it out. You can use it whenever you want. So if you want a compliment right now, I could give you one. Or if you want one later, you know, but you do you. I don't want to, you know, use it at your own leisure.
I'm going to save this up for only when I really need it. Because there's only one. There's no unlimited.
This episode's canon now. You got to use this item at some random point on the adventure. Be like, oh, no, this did happen. While Ron was opening the present, Daryl was scounging under the tree looking for the present that had Daryl. And he grabbed his from you, and he was all excited. He was going to tear it open. But upon seeing what Henry gave Ron, he got a little less excited. And was like, here, Ron, why don't you open it next?
Wait. I see Daryl's guard. He got his hands on my present for him. So, Daryl, I feel like we've really bonded as dad. You know, over the course of this thing. And I really wanted to get you a gift that mattered. So this is from the heart, buddy. Go ahead and open it up. So it's clearly in the shape of a beer bottle. And you open it up and you see like a beer bottle with like a sort of smelly fermented brown liquid in it with like a cork in it. And I say, that's a homebrew Henry Oak Barrel special, pal.
Oh, no.
I've been picking leaves and hops and berries, and I've been fermenting this bad boy. So, you know, it probably still needs a little more time in the can. Like, there's some mold in there, and I assume that must break down at some point in the process.
Wait,
but
mold?
Yeah.
Is this supposed to be beer, or is this, like, something I don't know about?
This is a beer.
It's kombucha. It's booch.
It's a beer booch. It's kind of like a half kombucha, half beer, all Henry style. It's a la Henry.
I open it and I smell it.
Okay. Make a, what should he make? A saving throw?
Constitution saving throw.
Okay. I have good constitution. Oh no, I got a 4. So that's a 8.
That's not going to do it.
I feel like you yarf like immediately.
Unfortunately, Daryl died in a bonus episode.
I feel like.
No.
It smells great, Henry. Really, you did. Oh, I'm gonna save this for later. And I take a big sip of the cocoa. And I go, oh, this looks so good. I just, you know, I don't want to get too tipsy tonight.
Yeah,
but,
you know,
wow, I appreciate it.
Cork that baby up, because there's some stuff in there that could probably use a little bit more time to break down. That's all I'm gonna say.
Okay, that will probably help it. I guess like a barley wine.
It's gotta
take some time.
Sure, whatever that is. Yeah, but let's let it age.
That down in your inventory as you now
yes,
have poison.
Yes, I was
poison.
About to say, is this an item I can use?
You now have poison that can kill anything up to the size of a dog.
Yes.
Henry got Daryl dog poison for Christmas. Great. Now, Glenn, buddy, I don't approve of all of your hobbies. Let's put it that way. Uh-huh. But 'tis the season to give what people want. So here you go, buddy. And I hand you a present. And it's like wrapped in like a sort of paper, but there's clearly a Ziploc bag in there.
I kind of scoosh it around a little bit and I open it up. Oh, Henry, what'd you get me?
It's a bunch of those flowers from, what was the place we went to with the drug flowers?
I don't remember the name of that place, but Henry, why would you do that?
Waterdeep.
All right.
Can you believe I fucking remembered that?
Waterdeep.
Damn. Thank you.
I cannot believe it. I'm on fire.
So Glenn, it's a bunch of those miscellaneous flowers. You know, like I found some stuck to my shoe and there was a whole bunch of them like kind of scattered around the Honda Odyssey before we lost it. Sorry again, Daryl. And so, you know, I scooped it up and I figured, you know, I can't remember exactly which one is which or what they all do, but you seem to have a pretty good time with this kind of stuff. So here you go, man. And you got rolling papers now to roll a nice doobie for yourself, you know?
Henry just straight up gave us campaign items.
I know. Hey, oh man, thanks so much, man. I really appreciate it.
Glenn, you mind if I go next?
Well, wait, Daryl. I had one more. I'm not done hogging the scene yet. I had one more present for our dad to be, our honorary dad, our dad of dad, Peyton.
Oh.
Here you go, buddy.
Oh, gibby.
It's a neat, safe-looking rock. I saw this rock and I thought Peyton, because it's nice and it's kind of round and it's got, you know, we don't have rocks like this on Earth. So, you know, treasure it. I remember when I got my first rock and it really meant a lot to me. kind of is what got me into rock. So from one rock guy to a rock star guy, you, Peyton, here's a nice safe rock for you.
Well, I'm certainly going to remember this forever, too.
I like how... Hey, Henry, you know, Peyton's not from Earth, so, like, this rock's pretty normal for
him. Oh, shoot. You know, I always confuse him with Glenn's kids. You know,
great. Where did you get it? Did you have a receipt, baby?
That's the best part of Mother Nature is she doesn't need receipts. It's a return policy. You know, whatever you take, just give back in your own way.
Hey, Payne, I bet you could skip that rock pretty good.
You give it back and do it happily. Henry, my gift to you. I re-gift this most beautiful rock. I was just recently gifted by my friend Henry. I now gift to you.
Oh, my gosh. It's so beautiful. And it's so beautiful that the only thing I could think to do is to give it to you, Peyton. Now it's a double gift. Oh. This is, you know, you've demonstrated such selflessness that really you should have the rock. I insist. You're a kid. I'm an adult. I've seen lots of rocks. You really proved right now with your generosity that you earned this rock, buddy. And I
can't argue with that. Thanks.
Good job, Peyton. Good job saying thank you.
Okay.
I love you like a it.
I'll go next, guys. Okay. Or do you want to go next, Daryl?
I was going to go next. I kind of want to get presents last. I don't want to give last. I'm selfish. What can I say? I'm a big selfish boy. I like my Christmas presents. Here, Glenn, tell you what. I'll give you yours first.
Okay. All right. All right.
I hand Glenn clearly a bottle of beer wrapped in wrapping paper.
Oh, man. I tear it open and be like, is this one of the signatures?
That's right. It's Santa's Stout. And it's like he's pointing to his big stout belly.
I hate
he's like,
that.
Santa's Stout.
When Darryl, did you get
where
this
did you
art?
Get this
this art is incredible.
This is cool looking.
Yeah, I know. This is my first year doing a holiday brew. I hope it's pretty good. I just made like 1 6 pack of it. But, you know, I had it in the
this?
Car.
You had it the whole
I
time?
I had it in the car because there's, well, yeah, it's sitting in my car. That's like kind of one of the only places I can like age it. You know, it's a good spot because the beast was at a perfect humidity and everything.
I feel like there are other ways you could have been helping us. I mean, these must have taken a while.
Do we flash back to the moment that the Odyssey was heading into the void when you guys were trying to shoot your way out of the van and there's like a hidden insert that we didn't see before of Daryl reaching and grabbing a six pack of this Santa beer?
He kept this. Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is after that. Oh, yeah. You know, it was the only thing I thought that was worth saving for the van. I just really wanted to make sure I got your Christmas gifts. You know, I really wanted to, I didn't want to disappoint you.
Well, that's very thoughtful, Daryl.
Yeah. So, well, there you go, Glenn. Tell me how it tastes. And let's do Henry. Here you go. And I hand Henry also clearly a bottle of beer wrapped in wrapping
Henry
paper.
Like makes a big show out of shaking it, being like, I wonder what's in here. Ah, just kidding. It's another beer. This is great. I don't drink myself, but you know, I like looking at it and it'll always remind me.
This is like the dumbest
of my,
gift of the Magi.
My thoughtful friend, Daryl. Thanks, Daryl.
I've got a pretty cool rock I could trade for a beer.
Ron. And then I hand clearly a bottle of beer wrapped in wrapping paper, but I've wrapped it in the wrapping paper you just gave me. I quickly wrap it. I go, Ron, look, your present was so helpful. Look how great this surprise is. And I hand it to you.
Wow. I've never gotten the unwrapping kind of gift. So I'm going to unwrap this.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bottle.
Yeah.
That's
it's
great.
Got beer. My beer. All right. Well, you know what? We can all drink it a little bit later.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Daryl, we can all drink your beer and you can drink my beer and we'll all toast the holiday together.
Oh, God.
Okay, yeah, well, no, that's a good idea, Henry. I feel like I have to do that.
Good thing you're bigger than a dog, my boy.
And Peyton, and then I hand what is clearly half of a six-pack, the remaining three of a six-pack wrapped up in wrapping paper, and I hand it to Peyton.
Gimme, 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 and he rips it open.
Now, I kind of wanted to, since the three beers, I kind of want to discuss this with the dads. I was thinking, this is also kind of a gift from my dad, Frank, who's in there. And technically, is Peyton of any age? He's a Muculi, right? Is he 8 years old or is he my dad who would be 72 years
trust
old?
Trust me, baby. If I drink these, he'll see him on the way down.
You know, I don't know that we should. I mean, maybe a sip, you know, but even then, he's
really
pretty young. I don't know.
It's just the idea of drinking a beer with my dad on Christmas again, you know?
How about a compromise? I'll pour this beer into somebody else's mug or whatever, and I'll pour my cocoa into the beer, and then I'll sip from that while you sip from your beer, so we'll look like we're sharing a beer.
That's what she said.
Oh, that's fun. I like that.
Here's a test, because it's really about whether or not the alcohol affects you, Peyton, right? Because we don't really know how a monkey light works.
Right.
Here, take a sip of this, and I toss him Henry's brew.
Oh, jeepers,
he takes a sip, and he immediately dies because he is the size of a dog. He is at zero hit points. He is unconscious.
Oh, jeez. What did you do, Daryl? He's a little kid. You can't give him
Wait a second. You wanted me to drink and just killed Peyton? And you're mad at me? You clearly served poison, Henry. What were you
doing?
You're
like 9 times the size of Peyton. And I blast Peyton with a big healing spell. And I give him healing word. And the healing word is, you okay, bro?
I'm never drinking again. Oh, no.
Oh, well, good. Then you learned something. You learned never to drink alcohol. All right, guys, let's have a toast.
No, as Henry's about to cast a spell, just like in the famous last movie of Twilight, I suddenly like flash my eyes and I realize what would have just happened if I did indeed toss Henry's brew to Peyton. I go, no, what, you guys are probably right.
That would be fucking awesome if we could do like a huge, huge fight.
Yeah, the entire group gets one and Daryl just used it.
Yeah. Just used it on this.
Wow, that would
Peyton
be wild if
canonically
that happened.
Died. You're right, Peyton. Tell you what, I'll hold on to these until you become 21 or until you die and you become my dad again. So,
what the hell of a fucked up thing to say, but all right, yeah, no, I can buy that.
Like in the last movie, Twilight, I am a grown man wolf imprinting on an infant.
All right, Glenn, what did you get?
Well, I mean, Glenn looks very reluctant to do anything. He's like, okay, I guess that's, does that wrap it up or what?
Henry's like a kid rummaging around through all the wrapping paper to see if there's one more gift. You know what I mean? Like, he's like, so it looks like we got Daryl's presents. They all got around and Peyton's presents got around. My presents, Ron's presents. Yeah, I guess that's
Peyton
everyone.
Got, Glenn didn't get us anything. Peyton got us hot cocoa. Glenn, where's your presents?
Yeah.
It's Christmas.
Okay, hold on. Glenn marches outside with Ron's wrapping paper. Paper and like a bag, like his backpack, like whatever the sack he's been carrying stuff in, and then he comes back in with several hastily but neatly wrapped presents, and they are all like perfect boxes. I'm like, here, just here, Henry, this? Here, Ron, Daryl.
We should have added this to Glenn's guilty verdict.
I was literally just thinking, like, Christmas. We should go back and add this.
I got you guys. Some stuff. Okay, so here's the deal.
Should we open it all at once?
Yeah, sure, why not? And so
alright, I opened my gift.
Hey, yeah, open my gift.
As you guys are opening it, Glenn kind of explains, like, so when you remember back during the pyramids, like told Doug to
grab
there's a fries section of stuff that's like stuff they keep in the back, and I kind of told Doug to go grab those. I was kind of hoping to, well, whatever, I guess you guys can have these. And as you open them up, you each have received, Henry receives a GeForce 3090 Ti Founders Edition. Daryl receives an EVGA RTX GeForce 3090 FTW3 Gaming Edition. Ron receives a Gigabyte
a
GeForce
wow, that's great.
RTX 3090 Vision OC Overclocked Edition. And then Peyton gets a Shake Weight.
Hell yes.
He immediately starts using it. He's like, oh, hell yeah, but he gets a swole.
Wow. Anyway, I guess they're good. Like, those
are
great.
Really
like,
expensive.
Holy
yeah,
cow.
I guess they're good for like Bitcoin mining and like there's like real time ray tracing and stuff. They're really, I guess, hard to find right now.
I'm gonna throw this into my monster rig back home. I'm gonna be playing Myst at frame rates you can't even believe.
Oh yeah, sure.
Civilization 2.
Sure,
I'm gonna
great.
Maybe
oh
I'll kick
God,
that one
Civ.
Up to 1024 by 800 resolution. You know, I'm gonna crank some anti-aliasing up. You know, I've heard that's a thing you can do. Boy, oh boy.
Grant would like this. Grant's Fortnite would be much better.
Will this work on automatic cat feeders?
Yeah, I'm whatever. I guess they'll push frames for a cat feeder too. Sure, why not? Anyway, I hope everyone enjoy your graphics cards.
Oh, shoot, I spilled cocoa on mine. Oh, jeez. I already took it out of the box. I was such a kid. You think this will still work with cocoa on it, Glenn? Hold on, I'll dry it off over the fire. And I hold it over the fire to dry it off.
Glenn just goes,
All right, so everyone go ahead and roll Constitution.
Uh-oh.
I don't want to.
This is a new low. I just Googled Constitution and got the Constitution of the United States of America.
And you rolled it.
So and what did it say?
I got a 1789 on my Constitution check.
All right, my Constitution roll, 7 + 1, 8.
14 plus 7, so 21.
I got a natural 20.
Henry?
Henry got a 14.
Ron and Daryl, nothing feels unusual to you.
Oh, no.
Henry and Glenn, you feel a very large, very powerful toot heading through your digestive system down to your butt. And as you feel it, Peyton goes, I also got you all a gift. I got you a lesson. And that is, and he turns like an anime character, looks at Henry and Glenn. He says, never trust Peyton. And both of you let out a very large, very loud toot. And he goes, happy fart.
Henry looks at Peyton and says, I have a lesson for you, young boy. Never bet against a vegan when farts are on the line. And I turn and I rip a monster head.
He goes, "Dah!"
Well, listeners, here's your big old lump of coal for
you. Oh, no. And then the fire fucking burns the barn down.
Yeah, you have to run away into the night.
Peyton hangs onto a chain link fence. And the fart blows his face.
And then you're zoop, and then you go back to Peyton before you open presents. And he goes, so that's what would have happened if I put fart juice in the coke. I guess I won't do that.
Which I did.
Oh no, we wasted Peyton's rewind time.
Yeah, he was at his own party, his own special party, and he used it already.
We only have three more rewinds. You know what, for it's such a dumb thing that we just slapped together for Christmas, I will say we did get three items and three rewind times. This is a pretty effective, it's a pretty effective episode, really.
Thanks for listening to Dungeons and Daddies, everyone. Hope everybody has a better year next year.
Happy holidays to all. And to all a good... I was thinking of something that rhymed too, but I can't. Let's see.
Dang, you hate to see it.
He sprang from his sleigh, gave the team a gift. We came up with on the spot. Because our brains are just adrift. And I heard Santa exclaim.
Yeah, keep going. You can get you through this. Go all the way through the other side. It'll make it funny again.
I heard Santa exclaim, ho, ho, ho. Whoever threw that pencil, your mom's a ho.
You rhymed ho with ho. Okay.
All right, yeah, we'll take it.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Feliz Navidad, be dee dee dee. Feliz Navidad, be dee dee dee.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by Rocket Money. It's time to take off into the stratosphere. That graph of your net worth is going to the moon, baby. Because you know what the easiest way to do that? By canceling all the freaking subscriptions you forgot about. Or like ones that you paid for twice. Didn't even realize it.
Or the other two subscriptions you didn't even know were there.
That's right. Nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about. Before I started using Rocket Money, I was like, I got a lean subscription pack. I'm not overpaying for stuff. And I took one look and I was like, not only am I paying for Funimation, Funimation doesn't even exist. It's merging. So I'm like,
this is the second Rocket Money ad you've come at Funimation. I'm really upset about this.
I realize I'm playing for Xbox Live. I haven't even turned on my Xbox in like 3 years. Yeah. I was like, what am I even doing? I don't even know if you still need to pay for it. I don't even know how that works.
It's a subscription universe that we're living in between streaming service, fitness apps, delivery service. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on the ones I forget about.
I'm still paying the fee at the cemetery for dead relatives I don't even visit anymore.
Rocket Money, here's what Rocket Money is. It's a personal...
Dig them up! I don't care!
It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. You get all of your subscriptions in one place, and if you see something you don't want, Rocket Money can just help you cancel it with a few taps. And... they'll even try to negotiate your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with the customer service. They'll call. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when you use all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/daddies. That's rocketmoney.com/daddies. rocketmoney.com/daddies. Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by Pretty Litter. Springtime vibes are in the air. And when you bring in beautiful flowers that are blooming, like I have in my vase in the kitchen, I want to smell those flowers, not my cat poop.
You know what's in the air is springtime flowers and not dust from the litter.
Ooh. Yeah. Wow. Nothing beats Pretty Litter's ability to instantly trap odor. It's ultra absorbent. It's lightweight, low dust. 1 6-pound bag works for up to a month. And the crystals, dog. The crystals change color, and they indicate early signs of potential illness in my gato, like urinary tract infections, kidney issues, a lot of piss stuff.
I mean, that would make sense.
On brand. Who's the piss king of podcasts? Yeah. I want to advertise Pretty Litter on there.
And if that wasn't enough, Pretty Litter ships free right to my door. You never run out. And you know, the health monitoring is great. I can just go in, I take one look, and I'm like, you pissing good.
You good at pissing.
Pretty cats deserve pretty litter, and all cats are pretty. So yeah, all cats deserve pretty litter.
Pretty litter is amazing. You have to try it. Go to prettylitter.com.
You don't.
Daddy.
Your cat tries it.
You don't.
I mean, if you're curious.
The plumbing's out. If your toilet's broken.
Yeah.
Play on.
This isn't the 1950s. No, whatever you want to do in your own home. Whatever you want to do in your own home as a consenting adult, you're free to do.
You know, in the Kinsey reports, he said that actually a surprising number of adults pee in their kitty litter. Yeah,
yeah. Go to prettylitter.com/daddies to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/daddies to save 20% on your first order. prettylitter.com/daddies. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. Dungeons & Daddies is brought to you this week by MeUndies. Yarr!
They're driving me nuts.
Steal your booty. Wow. We're pirates.
All right, hey. Speaking of things coming out of our pants, MeUndies is finally unveiling the contoured pouch and ball caddy, a micromodal sling that keeps things separated and lifted.
And equal.
Finally.
I hate it when my testicles merge into one.
Listen, it just makes sense. We need a compartment for the dangly bits. The fact that on an engineering standpoint, MeUndies was brave enough. Yeah, I'll say it.
Brave
enough to sew in a big old pouch. To keep things all...
Yeah, imagine if the only bras that were around were sports bras.
Unacceptable.
No, that's what boxers are.
That's what boxers
are. But finally, they've given us...
Beth?
I have issues with this.
But finally, we got underwear that just holds them in its own little compartment.
Beth, would you like to lodge a complaint?
If we only wore sports bras, that would actually be incredible, I think. You know, I would much rather wear a sports bra than a regular bra. But maybe I'm completely wrong.
I have no opinion on the bras.
MeUndies going to develop a ball caddy with an underwire. That's what I want to know.
MeUndies
has... haunting.
Well, listen, you don't have to... By the way, MeUndies, listen, they got the all-black classics, fun, expressive prints. MeUndies,
you don't have to wear them.
Sizes, XS to extra small to 4XL, flattering cuts for every body, but... They also do, speaking of butts, versatile loungewear. They got lounge collection. They got joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. I got a little like a bedroom like
hoodie is like underwear for your head.
Yes. MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, comfy, and it's ideal for all day wear. They use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on them. Good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/dungeons. That's MeUndies.com/dungeons for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by Blue Nile. There's many reasons to gift jewelry to a loved one.
Name one.
Apologies.
Okay. What else? What else?
Did I say that too quickly? Was that too quick?
Bribery. But here's what it comes down to. What's more exciting than seeing the look on their face when you pull out the...
Let me finish the sentence.
That unmistakable little box.
Close one.
Close one. Here's the jewelry.
If you're buying jewelry, there's no better place to do it than BlueNile.com.
This is our almost bracelet when we almost got pregnant. Here you go.
Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below a traditional retailer. When you're looking to give the best gift of all time, Blue Nile is the place to go with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They also offer peace of mind with every purchase, 30-day returns, and a diamond price match guarantee. They also have experts on hand day and night via phone or chat.
Experts on hand, like, can't you get pregnant the first time? How many days after a period? Is it okay?
Free diamonds can still get you pregnant.
Can you still get pregnant?
These are all great questions that you should ask.
Yeah, please ask.
Day or night. Matt, well, tell me about your experience with jewelry.
Well, what's crazy is just last week, me and Anthony got a cup of coffee like we always do. We just like to talk at post-shop, post-talk, little talk shop. And I was like,
yes, that's what we do.
I was like, Anthony, you know what I was thinking about today? And he's like, how great of a service Blue Nile is. I was like, yes. Why don't you tell me the latest jewelry you just got?
I got a diamond ring for my beautiful spouse from Blue Nile, and it was good diamond.
Good diamond.
It was good diamond. They graded it good. I called them up and I said,
"Is this good?"
Like,
you know that good and is probably. Will,
we did not invite you. I called you right before we went out. Mm-hmm. I said, "Hey, me and Heather are getting a cup of coffee, talk shop like we always
boys are
do."
Hanging out.
And,
the diamond dogs.
Will, you said you couldn't come to our coffee because you're on Blue Nile ordering a beautiful. What were you ordering?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
What were
you ordering?
I was shopping
Will?
On BlueNile.com. I got a lot of great jewelry, and more importantly, a great deal on that jewelry.
There you go.
Which is just as valuable.
Even more so.
Go to BlueNile.com to find the perfect piece today. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.